It is Tour Unwrapped. I'm Neil Atkinson. I have got Ian Salmon, Phil Blundell and Dan Austin. We will be joined in the midsection for this one by Rory Smith. We are talking about the Premier League and its transfer spending. The fact that this is fueling the rest of the football world. We're going to approach it in a couple of parts, the way this functions. So we're going to talk first and foremost about what this actually does to the Premier League itself and a contextual conversation there around Super Leagues and so on and so forth. And then we want to talk about the cliche of unsustainability and even the idea there's a moral response to this, whether or not there should be, and what that moral response actually means. That is coming up. As I said, we've got Rory to come in the middle of this, but we'll start off with the fact that ultimately the Premier League clubs spend $1.9 billion on transfers over the course of the summer. It's striking to me that that therefore matches itself off with what the other four big leagues do, pretty much almost blow for blow in terms of the overall amounts in there. I think that there is a problem when it feels this unchecked from the outside looking in. What that problem is, I'm not sure, as I said before, whether it's a moral one, a practical one. I just think that there's something odd when everyone seems so determined to cut loose right up until the end of the window. I even include Manchester City, who always look very calm in these things. They, in the end, pick up a centre-back from Dortmund. It just feels as though the Premier League is on the verge of almost seeing the rest of Europe, with maybe the exception of three clubs, as just a massive, massive shopping arcade.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the practical thing that you're talking about. I think it might just be a moral issue at this point, because what it seems to me is that they've maybe all seen COVID, so points at which the majority of their revenue streams were threatened, in which they couldn't even play football for a while, and then certainly for an even longer time couldn't play with any kind of crowd. And they were all just fine. It basically didn't matter in the grand scheme of things to the vast majority of top-level football clubs, and certainly the ones that are at the very top of that chain.